Hello everyone, this is the translation of Pascal Girard's message for Sunday the 26th of July. The reading is taken from Mark's Gospel chapter 12 verses 41 to 44 and I'm reading from the New International Version. Sometimes when you see a headline in a newspaper or listen to the announcement of an upcoming commentary on TV, you feel like you know what theme is going to be developed in the article or report, either in writing or orally. Finally, after waiting for the development in question, you understand that this is not at all what you initially thought. We sometimes feel the same when we read or listen to Bible texts. We think we know directly what it is, and sometimes we don't even notice that it contains anything other than what we think it is. This could also be the case this morning with the Word of God taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Perhaps I would have done better to place the reading of this text just before we receive today's offering. It is a text where everything is in fact very clear. This is a story that tries to make us understand that we have to put as much money as possible into the offering, that we have to give as a sacrifice, and that sacrificing something, including your money, must hurt a little bit anyway. You hear a story like this and you feel uncomfortable. Repeat it three Sundays in a row, then let it rest and watch what happens. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but the story has no clear instructions, no special morals, no commandments either. Everything that is said in it concerns the widow, as well as those around her. The story is told because Jesus is amazed at something. He is amazed to see the act of this poor woman in the temple. Jesus is astonished and so fascinated that he calls his disciples to share with them what he has just observed. What attitude does he have at the time of his observation? I guess it's relatively inconspicuous, albeit in front of the place where the offering is made. Is Jesus near the temple treasure room? So there was a priest standing in the entrance area of the treasury room, and the people who came to him to bring their offering said aloud what they gave, and everyone could hear. So we will leave the question. It does not matter whether Jesus is there or whether he is just looking with curiosity at what is happening in front of him once again. Jesus is deeply impressed by this widow. He is so touched and amazed that he calls his disciples to tell them about it. What is Jesus' goal? What does he see? What does he want to reveal to us this morning? First, it is about the little we should entrust to God. What this woman gives here is really not much. Two small coins, and even the smallest copper coins that existed at that time. Today it would be 2 cents, almost nothing. And at the same time, that's all a woman has this day to live on. It's her livelihood for a day. And this little nothing she puts at the disposal of God. we sometimes say phrases like, I only have, specifying the small sum that one has for oneself. The little that I could do there will not help anyone. I cannot help with the little I have. What can God do? What can the church do? What should others do with the little I have? It's almost nothing. The Gospel of Mark records a few chapters before the passage we have read, the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, which consisted in feeding 5,000 people. Jesus had been preaching for a long time. It was evening, and then Jesus said to his disciples, Look, the people are hungry, feed them. The disciples answered him, Lord, we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. It will never be enough. What can we do? And Jesus said, Give them to me. Then the disciples gave him the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fishes. In other words, practically nothing in relation to the crowd present. Jesus thanked God for this, blessed the food, gave it to the disciples who distributed it, and everyone ate their fill. Let us trust God, who will make good use of the little we have. Even if you think that you can only contribute very little, so little that you don't even dare to do it, well, trust God, give to God. We could pray thus, Lord, I entrust myself to you with all that I am and all that I have, so that you can give me what I need today to honour you, to help others, for my good and my joy. I thank you for what has been entrusted to me, and even for what is almost insignificant to me. The Lord recognises what we give him, what we put at his disposal in terms of money, time, strength or inventiveness, or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. So even if we say, Lord, I have only, or if we say, Lord, we can't do much, then he will say to us, Give thanks for the little that you can entrust to me, and I will do something with it. Secondly, it is about learning to live with open or empty hands because God is there who watches. The poor widow of the temple gives what she has for today and doesn't think about tomorrow. She did not disperse her ideas thinking about tomorrow. It is, so to speak, the living prayer of the Our Father, give us this day our daily bread. This woman lives out what the people of Israel have experienced in a memorable way in their history when they fled Egypt to the freedom of a new land. You know this story from the Old Testament. Israel was travelling in the desert, fleeing and had nothing to eat. But God provided his people with manna, from which they made cakes. And he said to his people, This manna is sufficient for a day. You do not need to stock up. But some thought they were smart and tried to accumulate this food. But what they collected in this way rotted. God only gave Israel enough food for a day. Give us our daily bread today. So that no one misunderstands me, I'm not questioning your ability to save for your future projects. That is not the question. It's about something else. One commentator writes, Jesus makes the woman in the temple the announcer of the grace of God. Because this woman preaches with her actions, don't worry. She lives entirely for today. She put her day in the hands of God. She can do just what the birds of the air and the lilies of the field can do. She entrusts herself to God. She puts her life in the hands of God. And with that, this woman invites you to believe and trust. If I trust someone, I have nothing in my hands. I cannot prove in advance that future events will show that I was right to trust. I trust someone, I count on them, because I think they will do well, or even because I am convinced that they will do well. This is confidence. The poor woman trusts God with empty hands. If I get involved with God, if I rely on God, then I can let go of anything that wants to be God in place of the true God. And how often does money, for example, want to be God? The woman lets go and commits herself to God, leans on God, trusts him and learns. You can count on this God. Psalm 34 says this, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned." So trust God, open your hands, abandon yourself, share, invest in the kingdom of God with time, money, and strength, because you, like me, are taken care of. There is a living God who takes care of us, who is friendly, who listens, and who always gives us new things, so that we can taste and see that he is good and that he is by our side. It is about learning not to cling to everything, but to let go, to share, to give up, and to reach out empty-handed to God so that he can fill them. Learn to live with open hands because God takes care of you. Thirdly, different standards prevail in the kingdom of God. Jesus admires this woman, this poor woman, who does nothing but give. Who do we admire? Who are we surprised by? In our society, the criteria, such as the size, quantity, and capacity, matter a lot. The one who has the most money, who is the most beautiful, who is the strongest or the fastest, is often privileged over the others. According to these criteria, the poor widow would fail. But different standards apply in the kingdom of God, and Jesus must make this clear because his disciples, and later the early local churches, also had to be very careful not to adopt the same values as society. Jesus said, different standards apply here in the kingdom of God. It's not the quantity that matters, but the attitude. It is a question of trust and not of wealth. It is about self-abandonment and love, love of God, for our neighbour and for oneself. This widow belongs to God with all her heart, with all her strength. She gives herself to God with all her heart. The scribes, among others, apparently only acted according to appearances. But in the kingdom of God, also in the offering, it is not the appearance that counts, but the being. Again, who do we value? Who is particularly honoured in pious circles? The New Testament letters warn that the church could marginalise the poor and uplift the rich and influential, or put the sick aside and move the healthy and powerful forward. This is why we can still ask ourselves today, how do the poor, the homeless, the refugees feel in our community? What do the sick feel? More generally, the people in crisis in our community. What value do we attach to people who do nothing, give nothing, cannot contribute? The widow in the temple had nothing to give. Two pieces is practically nothing. But Jesus said, "This woman shows us what it is because she has her heart in the right place with God." So let's look together. Who do we value? What are the people going through who cannot accomplish anything, who cannot give? How to manage our relationships when the capacities and the practices of each other are objectively different? Finally, we can still remember that this woman puts everything she has in the hands of God, just as Jesus puts everything that he is and has in the hands of God. He invokes the Father on the cross. "Father, I place my spirit in your hands." Everything he is and has, Jesus puts into the hands of God, out of love for God and out of love for you and me. He himself said, "Lord, I entrust myself to you with all that I am and all that I have, so that you can accomplish what is necessary for the salvation of men, for your honour and for the joy of all." And that is why this widow invites us, and Jesus invites us, to entrust ourselves to God in this way. "I entrust myself to you with all that I am and all that I have. Amen."